responsibly.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. We're launching into hour number three of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we continue taking your phone calls about whatever you want, and we continue, we'll talk to Stephen in Colorado. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, you know, I started in my, I guess you could say, activism because I was an atheist. I became an atheist, and I was really concerned, you know, with the Christians infiltrating government and turning it into turning the nation into a theocracy and all that business. And a lot of atheists, I would say most atheists by far, are liberal Democrats. Quite a number of them are socialists and outright communists.
Mm-hmm.
And a dirty curse word was social Darwinism. You know, atheists, obviously, by and large, are Darwinists. And then when we debate either formally or casually with Christians, with I shouldn't say Christians, but rather with young Earth creationists about evolution, they will try to hang the social Darwinist moniker on us.
And what is social Darwinism?
More. Social Darwinism is the notion that you should basically I'm just kind of learning about it now. That's kind of what I was going to get to. Basically, you should let society and people be. You should let individuals be, sort of ignore the state and let the state shouldn't be involved with our personal, social, and economic lives.
Okay.
And now, to me, all these years later, obviously, this makes great and wonderful sense. Back then, now, that was just a horrible idea. And Herbert Spencer was just a monster of a human. Now, if you ask the average atheist who is a liberal Democrat, he has no idea anything about Herbert Spencer. I just thought Herbert Spencer was a monster. Do you guys know anything about Herbert Spencer?
Never heard of him. Who is he?
Well, I was listening. I downloaded a debate. I drive a lot, I've mentioned before. So I downloaded this debate, just kind of, it was a debate about the historicity of Jesus of Nazareth, and the guys kind of went off on a tangent, the debaters did, started talking about atheism in general, and the Christian guy said, oh yeah, well, you know what, if you accept Darwinism, then that's the direct road from Darwin to Spencer to Nietzsche to Lenin to Hitler. And I said, no, that's wrong. Herbert Spencer was a social Darwinist, and he was a somewhat of a Spoonerite, Lysander Spooner, that is. And I was very stunned when I actually divested myself of the whole liberal Democrat thing, and actually read about Herbert Spencer. Very surprised to find out that he was actually a pacifist. He wasn't for loading people on goat trains and cooking them in ovens or anything like this. He believed in the primacy of the individual. He was against the state meddling in human affairs and so forth. And Herbert Spencer's a curse word. I just wonder if you guys had heard of him and had heard any of this stuff.
I know that there were some actually political progressives who did use Darwinism as a justification for programs like eugenics. So they actually, they favored forcible state intervention, and in that case, either sterilization or extermination of people that they personally felt.
But that's
were
not Darwinism.
That's not Darwinism.
But it is Darwinism.
No, it isn't. The simple fact that I can kill you doesn't mean that's not nature killing you.
It is Darwinism, but without any kind of ethical restraint. In Darwinism, it is a state of nature in which if you can do it, there's no constraint on
it. Let the strong survive.
I mean, if you can bash your neighbor's brains out and take his stuff, and that will benefit you, there's no morality in at least in the way some people view Darwinism,
I see what you're saying.
If you can kill him and that benefits you and makes it more likely that you can reproduce and spread your seed, that's all fine and dandy. Where I think you need to draw the line is, I'm a Darwinist. I believe that evolution is the way that species emerge. That doesn't mean that you have to suspend any kind of a restraint on human activity. I mean, I don't think that justifies people.
Morality works.
Right. You don't need to, that doesn't justify stealing from people simply because you can do it, or killing people because you can do it. So the term was misused by some people who were actually political progressives, and I think that's where, ironically, now it's actually progressives who tend to use the term social Darwinist as a negative connotation, and what they're actually talking about is just freedom, which isn't...
Well, if you listen to if you just go on, golly, I wish I could think of the guy's name right now. He's a, and I'm not going to waste airtime looking it up, but there's a few guys who, if you look for their podcasts, Infidel Guy, Reginald Finley is one of them. They debate, like these atheist guys who debate Christians. That's what they do.
I think I did
Christians
that when I was 16.
Yeah, sure, of course. And the Christians will always say, you're a biological Darwinist. Why then, by golly, you have to accept social Darwinism. And they'll use that as a hammer. And then the atheists will say, no, I'm not a social Darwinist. You see what I mean? And I tell you what, I'm homeschooling my daughter, and she is, by golly, going to learn about Herbert Spencer, because the man was brilliant, far from the monster that I learned that he was. He was a humble genius is what he was, and quite a nice man from my readings. I mean, I'm not a pacifist. By any means, I believe in self-defense, whereas pacifists don't. But I think that pacifists have to be the nicest people in the world.
They sure. I've met some pacifists, and they're great folks. There's no doubt about it. Stephen, I thank you for your call today.
Right.
I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Yeah, it's not a world I'm really involved in. You know, the idea that atheists want to get out and debate Christians. What's the point of that? Like, they're happy being Christians. Let them be Christians.
Right.
If you're an atheist, you're happy being an atheist, just leave them alone.
There's that same compulsion to evangelize, I think, that a lot of Christians feel. People feel that they have the correct answer and they need to...
Save the Christians?
Right, save them from their belief system. But if you don't believe in a God, it does seem a little counterintuitive.
Yeah, what's the point? Sometimes, emotionally, I'll feel sort of hurt from my past Christian experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just the guilt that goes along with the religion itself.
Yeah.
And I feel like lashing out a bit, and I usually do it in a form of logically picking apart the religion. I don't point to, science or anything like that, because you can't communicate usually with people that are talking to you about the Bible from the point of view of science. You know, you're just talking two different languages.
Yeah, they don't want to hear it.
So I usually point out that I think that there's a logical fallacy in this whole idea of Christianity. However, I do believe in a God.
1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. As we continue, we'll talk to Niall in Utah on the AMP line. Hello, Niall.
Hey, gentlemen.
Hey,
I'm very well educated, and I can say for certain that I'm better than all of you.
Yeah, well.
No, seriously, though, guys, I got my undergrad in history and anthropology. I tried very hard to go into the Honor Society, graduated cum laude, went on to grad school, got my master's in history, ended up speaking four languages. And so I'm very proud to say that now I clean carpets.
Yeah, how are those four languages doing for you out there in Utah?
It's awesome, because I can swear in four languages that nobody knows.
Yeah, that's a good point. You won't offend the Mormons that way.
Yeah. Well, that's not what I'm calling about tonight. I went out and applied for my passport, my first passport today. And it ended up costing me, like $150 to $200 all told.
Fast-tracked it?
Pictures and this. Just all this kind of crap like that. And I had to go get my birth certificate and my spleen and DNA they wanted.
The $250 or whatever, did you pay for the fast tracking? Did you pay for the expedited processing?
No, that's the basic fee now, apparently.
That's standard?
That's standard, yes.
Wow. I don't know if that's what you were calling. If you had more, hang on. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. This is your program. If you take control of the airwaves via that toll-free number, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the privacy of your email messages? Andre Picard, author of the Computer Privacy Handbook, says that normal email has become the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Email may feel like a private one-to-one conversation, but in truth, it's about as confidential as whispering through a megaphone. When messages leave your company's email system, they become vulnerable to unscrupulous third parties who harvest private data for advertising. Also, if you're someone's boss, consider this little fact. In a recent survey, over 35% of IT professionals in charge of business email systems admitted to snooping through the boss's email. Your email no longer has to be exposed to such risks. Now there's PrivacyHarbor.com, an innovative new secure email solution utilizing some of the same reliable technology used in online banking. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Here's a startling fact. The New World Order wants you dead. Chemicals and toxins are in the air. Biowarfare, drugs and unknown substances, foods with no vitamins, fast food for obesity, fluoride in our water. How do we fight back? What do we do? Make a life change decision. Get ahead of the curve. GetTheT.com. That's GetTheT.com. Cleanse your body and internal organs. Lose weight and receive more energy. Get aboard the life-changing boat and say no to the dark side. All natural, and for about $1 a day, you can win the race. GetTheT.com or call our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Don't be deceived by the bullies of the trade.
Hey, girl. Looking for a chemical-free hair relaxer that won't dry or damage your hair? Well, listen up. Now there's one called Curl Away. It's chemical-free and loosens and softens your curl, even lets it go silky straight gradually and without breakage. Apply right over your perm or kid's hair. It's that safe. I'm really impressed with Curl Away Curl Relaxer. At first, I was very skeptical and researched it just to make sure it was really safe and different. Let me tell you, I love it, love it, love it. I told both my sisters and niece about Curl Away, and now they're going to try it. With Curl Away, the results are gradual, and at this rate, my hair is looking so healthy and fabulous, I will not go back to a conventional relaxer. I just apply Curl Away like a relaxer and leave it on for up to 9 hours. And sometimes after washing, I use a loom for extra shine and gloss. I'm really happy with Curl Away. It's a gentle, gradual relaxer and won't create a miracle overnight, but over time, the miracle will happen. So go get your Curl Away right now, girl. It's at select Walgreens or visit curlaway.com for more information and the Walgreens nearest you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system. Over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there, and it's all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
According to the Computer Privacy Handbook, normal internet technology is the most comprehensive surveillance system ever invented. Put a stop to email snooping with an easy-to-use email alternative. PrivacyHarbor.com. because normal email is not secure. That's privacyharbor.com. They have a free email account that you can, well, not only try out. I mean, it's free forever. It's just limited in the amount of emails you can send per month, but they'll be completely private. Privacyharbor.com.
Okay, well, my phones just blew up, so I don't know what happened to Niall. He was on hold as well as some other guy, and they both just dropped at the same time. So it might have been technical difficulties. Apologies to anybody that lost their connection. In the meantime, we go to your phone calls about what you want, and we talk to Ken in New Jersey. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark. Ken?
Yeah. Hey,
you're on the air.
Oh, boy. I'm so... I'd like to just say thank you so much for... opening my eyes to everything that's going on, Alex.
Sorry, you're not talking to Alex. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Nick, and Mark.
What's
on your mind tonight, Ken?
I'm sorry. Well, what's on my mind is this thing that happened in 9/11.
And what thing is that, sir?
With the financial district over in New York. The attack happened there in New York. It happened with our finances. Now that it's a financial situation that's happening now today, it's like coincides with everything that happened back in 9/11.
You think they're related?
Definitely. I mean, definitely, because...
How so?
Because, let's face it, the Twin Towers were a...
financial mecca?
Right, financial mecca of the world, but basically of New York, because it didn't turn out to be such a trading spot as they thought it was going to, from what I understand. But all the money that was there, all the gold that was in that building, all the finance, it was just the financial mecca. Then when that collapsed, it was like everything collapsed with it. Then I was going through all these videos that I have at home, because when 9/11 happened, the first thing I did was turn on all my video machines, and I started copying a lot of stuff that was had to do with the news. And I was going through that just recently, and all of a sudden it dawned on me when they kept flashing from the Twin Towers to the stock market. Twin Towers to the stock market. And I'm saying, it's like they're telling us the Twin Towers are going to fall. This is the prelude to our stocks are going to fall eventually.
It sounds like you're reading a hell of a lot into some news coverage.
I don't know
there.
How anyone could have guessed that from the occurrences on 9/11 that the stocks were going to fall. I mean, I suppose one can retrospectively look and say, these are somehow related, but I don't know. You know, it's a... If it's a prophecy,
there is a causal connection, though. I mean, I think it relates a lot more to monetary policy, which 9/11 didn't really impact. I mean, influenced our foreign policy, certainly, but 9/11 didn't really impact our monetary policy. Actually, the monetary decisions were made before September 11th, back in the 90s, under Greenspan, that really precipitated the crisis. So,
any other thoughts there?
It just, I don't know. It just seemed to, it just seemed to correspond to me.
Well, there you go. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. My board operator pointing out here, interesting fact about Ken, is that when he picked up the phone, he said, "Thank you, Alex." He thought he was listening to a different radio program, but he was on hold listening to Free Talk Live for 45 minutes. Before he actually came on the air with us.
And incredible.
He didn't pick up the fact that he wasn't listening to Free Talk Live. In fact, he was told when he called the show, it was very specifically made clear to him that he was calling Free Talk Live.
Just can't communicate with some people.
So let's look at what Ken's mentality is here, where he is telling us that, you know, he's seeing a connection. There's a connection. He's reviewed all of his videos that he recorded on his various different VHS decks on 9/11, and he's found that there's a connection between 9/11 and the financial crisis. But yet he couldn't even pick up on the fact that he was listening to Free Talk Live on hold after he'd been told by the board operator he was listening to Free Talk Live. The powers of observation may be a little lacking in this one. Thanks, Ken, though, for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything, and we will talk to Paula, someone who does pay attention to the show she's listening to. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, hon.
What show are you listening to, Paula?
I'm not listening to anything.
Oh, jeez. But anyway, never mind. I was trying to give you a compliment.
But anyway, there's something people need to think about, okay? Right now, the president is in over there in Europe, okay?
He should stay there. Why doesn't he just stay there?
The thing is, you're talking about your Free State project?
Yeah.
How is this going to happen?
See, Paula does listen. See, you're trying to pretend like you don't listen, Paula, but we know you do. Otherwise, you wouldn't know about the Free State project.
Oh, I've heard about it a long time ago. But anyway, the thing is, what's going to happen to it when he puts us in with this global government?
What's going to happen to what? To Europe?
What's going
to
happen? I mean, like, you know, you talk about your Free State project. That's not going to happen once we get into this new world government.
Paula, I'm counting on you to contact George and tell him that to keep us out of this.
I'll shoot him out regularly.
Well,
but anyway, the thing, I just sent him a note the other day and shoot him out. But anyway, the thing is, this is what he's in the process of doing right now.
Do you have George's cell phone number? I mean, how do you get in touch with him when he's in Europe?
I've got his fax number right to his desk.
But that's not, he can't get it in Europe.
No, I meant here, okay?
I see.
He's got a fax on Airport 1, too.
This is true.
Well, people need to understand that he's right now in the process of changing our money, okay? And they're also, he's already signed the North American Union papers, okay? So, I mean, I've heard he's already been with the EU on this.
So we're just waiting for the hat to drop on the North American Union and it's good to go?
The blue helmet.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I mean, like I told him, I said, you bring this? And I said, our family brought the first Civil War. I said, I'll bring another one.
Really? You're going to bring it on who? Who are you going to bring it on?
Pissed off. I'd shoot him out, but anyway.
Paula. Oh, my gosh. Paula, getting violent.
No.
It's obvious you can't communicate with this guy any other way.
I've had enough of him. Okay? I mean, he's mentally ill anyway. But the thing is.
I thought he was your family.
He is. Yeah, he's my cousin. But anyway.
Family members can be mentally ill.
Oh, there's a lot of mentalists in the family. Jay's just as bad off as the rest of them.
Hey, Nick, have you had a call from Paula yet on Free Minds Radio?
We have not.
I'm surprised about that.
Paula, isn't Jesus
but,
is
I mean,
in your family? Paula, Jesus was in your family too, right?
Huh?
Jesus was in your family too, right?
What are you getting at, Mark?
Yeah, the Merovingian bloodline, yeah.
What are you
Jesus mentally ill? Was Jesus mentally ill?
No.
I just wanted to know.
That's not nice.
I mean, he's got
I'm just
a lot
asking,
of kids.
What?
Okay, all right.
He's got
said there was a lot of mental illness.
What about Australia?
I said he's got over 1,000 kids just in Australia.
Jesus does?
Yep.
Only 1,000? There's a lot of people that live in Australia.
Yeah,
why are
the third of the people here are all one family.
Here in America?
Yeah. That's how big the family is here.
So he's got several he's got 100 million here in America,
yeah.
But only 1,000 in Australia?
Yeah.
Isn't it possible that everyone is actually related, Paula, in that
we're all kids. We're all cousins.
Well, I don't know about all that, but I mean in that, you know, we're all essentially atoms. We're mass sort of transitioning between various different states. We've got we can lose electrons and particles and stuff like that, and we're all interconnected. Isn't that possible? No?
No.
Okay. Thanks, Paula, for the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I know I messed some of the science-y stuff up there, but those quantum physicists certainly know some interesting stuff. More on the way. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Drinking a chlorophyll-rich beverage has been found to benefit your entire body. AlkaVision Green Shield Green Drink is a specifically formulated nutritional supplement which provides many nutritional elements that are missing from our modern diet. Green Shield helps neutralize acid in your body and maintains a healthy pH balance. And having the proper pH balance has been known to balance blood sugar levels, something we can all benefit from. Green Shield combines the perfect blend of powerful whole food vegetables, immune-boosting herbs and grasses. Green Shield does not contain algae, mushrooms or fungi, has no preservatives, artificial colors or flavors. The powder mixes easily with water and tastes great. Drinking Green Shield strengthens the immune system and boosts energy, relieves fatigue and stress without the use of stimulants. Order your AlkaVision Green Shield green drink now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com today. Or call 269-344-3420. That's 269-344-3420 today.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show, That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip. The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6. You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark, join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, and they include the Shrine of Female Listeners. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Just head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what it's all about. And, of course, if you are a lady listener, you're welcome to submit your validated picture. Get all the details at shrine.freetalklive.com. And FreeKeen.com presents the Keen Freedom Fest. It's happening this weekend. If you're in the New England area and you've been looking for an excuse to come up and see beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, this is a perfect opportunity. It's actually the same weekend as the very famous Pumpkin Fest here in Keene. So Pumpkin Fest happening on Saturday, and then Sunday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can join us at Railroad Square in Keene and meet all kinds of liberty activists, organizations, various different people. We're actually going to have, there's going to be music this time. I think there's probably going to be some gambling going on, some illegal gambling happening again. So we were successful with our first instance of illegal gambling last time at the Freedom Fest, and it will be happening again. The event is going to be bigger. It's going to be better. It might get people are worried about rain over the weekend, and I think the executive decision has been made. Mike, who's organizing and doing an amazing job at organizing Freedom Fest this time, has decided that the event will go on. We will have a few covered gazebos there. So there will be some covered areas in which to huddle in case of a rain situation. Obviously, bands won't be playing if that is the case, but we will continue with the event because there's been a lot of effort put into it and looking forward to it. So if you're going to be in the area, come on out to Keene Freedom Fest, and you can learn more at KeeneFreedomFest.com. That's KeeneFreedomFest.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, it's Anthony in Canada. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I'm calling about last week when you had Julie on the program. You were talking about the child porn case where I believe it was a 16-year-old girl. She got charged with having pictures of herself, basically.
I think she was 13. But
no,
I don't know.
She was 16. 13.
16.
Okay.
Oh, there was a different story that where it was a 13-year-old girl that was in trouble. But go ahead.
Okay. Well, I think Julie had mentioned basically that she had had some pictures of herself, and how would they know what age the person was when the pictures were taken?
This is a good point, yes. How would they know?
Well, that gets down to the kind of a technical level. When most cameras, actually, when you take a picture, there's a thing called EXIF data, which is stored in the photo. And it'll tell, actually, what the camera model was which took the picture, and when the picture was taken, and other details like that. So,
is that true even for digital cameras?
That's what he's talking about, digital cameras.
Yeah,
for
digital cameras, it'll say which camera what model of the camera took the photo, as well as the date stamps on it.
Okay.
And some other info as far as, you know, the exposure and this and that, so... That's one way they would definitely find it out. It's just kind of a warning to anybody out there who, whatever the reason, if they want to, I don't know, skip work or something and try and take some photos, on a vacation. And if somebody can view the photos, then they can look up that data that's embedded in the photo.
Now, let me see if I can clarify this. I see where you're coming from. However, there's a couple factors I'd like to bring into play. Number one, if the date on the camera is incorrect, then the date on the photo will be incorrect. Isn't that right?
That's true, yeah.
Okay, so there's that factor. So the date could have just been wrong. Secondly...
Right.
Once the photo is taken from the camera, put on the computer, and modified in any way, does it still retain the original creation date?
Depending on the program, it does. It'll have the original date as well as the modified date.
I see.
And it even keeps, actually, a thumbnail. If you modify the picture in some program, such as Photoshop or the GIMP, then it will keep the original thumbnail of the original photo where there's actually a few years ago one of the women on Tech TV had taken some photos of herself topless, and she had cropped them in a photo editing program and pulled them online, and the geeks that found that photo actually had looked at the EXIF data, and they found the original thumbnail, and they were able to post the original photo she had taken of her completely topless.
Thank goodness the world has geeks willing to do that kind of digging. Hey, thanks for the call tonight.
There are programs out there, though, that as far as if you know what you're doing, that they will, you are able to get rid of the EXIF data, and there are programs out there to delete that stuff or
you can just set your camera's date as 5 years earlier than it actually is.
You just have to know what you're doing.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. I'm sure there are some teenagers out there listening that are feeling much more secure about their nude photo taking abilities as a result of that information. And now, look, I don't want to make it sound like if you change the date on your camera that that's going to save you from prosecution. I don't think that's necessarily going to be the case. Number one, I don't think that that if the camera, even if the date on the camera is accurate, that I don't think that should be enough for a prosecution or to get a conviction. But I'm not the prosecutor, and I know that the court system is more than happy to railroad people through. They could give a flip less about whether the date was accurate or not. All they care about is what the pictures look like. Right, they just say, well, I know child pornography when I see it.
Right, and they'll, you know, they have a tendency to drive a case through when it even doesn't even make any sense to continue on with it. I, who knows why? You know, sometimes it's political reasons, sometimes it's a vendetta, sometimes it's just bad sense. But they'll drive cases through that don't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to charge this girl that took a picture of herself at 16 years old with child pornography and endangering a child or whatever.
Where's the victim?
And then her friends who are also underage for receiving them,
right.
For receiving child porn on their cell phones. She text them. They didn't have a choice.
Yeah, I hate it when I get text messages. I don't like them, period, just because it's just so inefficient as far as communication is concerned. But sometimes I'll get text messages from people that I don't even know just because they got the wrong number or something like that. There's been some stooge in Massachusetts that's been text messaging me for, I don't know, the last few weeks. It's only on and off. It's not like it happens all the time. But you got to pay for those things.
You do.
Yeah.
And you're playing, not everybody
right.
does.
I'm not interested in that. Anyway, 1-800-259-9231, and I know he's a tool because I punched his phone number in Google and found his MySpace page. Anyway, we continue here, and we talk to Jake in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jake.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I was listening. I heard you guys talking about atheism and Christianity.
Yes, sir.
And the logical fallacy of your conversation is that you say you're for freedom, and atheism was used for, and Darwinism was used as the, really the essence to, in Mao and Lenin's regimes of communism.
Wasn't Christianity used for the Spanish Inquisition?
Right.
Okay.
You could add up all the deaths and all the religious wars, quote, and that would not add up to the number of deaths that were resulted from communism.
But okay. Communism and atheism aren't, just because communists happen to be atheists doesn't mean that the atheism caused the mass killings. I mean, the mass killings were caused
by
Marxism.
Karl Marx himself said that atheism, communism, in essence, is atheistic.
It is. It's dethroned God.
I don't know if you guys worship Karl Marx or...
Have you listened to the show for the first time? Is this your first time listening?
Well, I've listened to a couple times, but
we like liberty and freedom. Karl Marx was a communist, and not everyone on this show is an atheist either.
I'm not an atheist.
Go ahead, Nick, with your thoughts there, because Nick is the atheist sitting in the room. So
yeah, I guess I'm the only one who identifies as an atheist, but I understand that many people who do identify themselves as atheists do tend to be either socialists or communists. But by the same token, I mean, people who are Christians, there are people who identify themselves as Christians who range from being essentially anarchists to being fascists.
Right. You can't throw somebody in a category of a political category simply because of their theological belief system or lack thereof, because each person can believe differently. Their belief in God is not a factor as to what their political belief system is. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What matters to me is whether that person wants to aggress against their neighbor. I don't care what they believe as far as God is concerned. More's on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Howdy, gardeners. This is Mike from Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company. We carry America's largest selection of heirloom seed, all non-hybrid, non-GMO, and non-Monsanto. We offer 1,200 varieties that our grandparents grew, vegetables that helped us survive the Great Depression, varieties that our founding fathers grew, and varieties that not only survive but thrive in today's gardens. All our vegetable seed is open pollinated, which means you can save your own seed from generation to generation. Want to learn more about heirloom seeds and what the government is doing to control our food supply? If so, request our free 124-page seed catalog. And today, we offer you our Homestead Collection, 60 full-size packs of pure heirloom seed for $83 postpaid. That's 60 fresh packets of seed for just $83. Call us today to order your free catalog or our seed collection at 866-OLD-SEED. That's 866-OLD-SEED, or go online to oldseed.com. That's oldseed.com.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrites, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you sick and tired of spending your hard-earned money to fill your gas tank? Then do something about it. Fuel Savers Fuel Conditioner lets you drive further on each gallon of fuel. Completely safe for all engines. Just add a small squeeze of product to your tank each time you fill up to improve your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more, saving you 35 to 80 cents on every gallon. Each little 2-ounce squeeze bottle is highly concentrated and costs only $8 to treat 100 gallons of gas or 50 gallons of diesel. Buy a case and the price drops to a mere $6 per bottle with free shipping. Be one of the first 10 orders and get an additional 10% off your case purchase. That's $5.40 to treat 100 gallons of gas. Call toll-free 866-768-7811 or get more information at FuelSaverInc.com. First 10 orders, save 10% on a case purchase. Act now to save on fuel. 866-768-7811. Call now.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you sneak it in right now. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And I want to invite you to become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more about the program. Mark, how would you describe AMP?
AMP is a, it's programmed to help advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. The money is used to simply to advertise Free Talk Live, and none of it goes for hookers and cocaine.
Much to your chagrin. Anyway, you can become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Go and get all the details. Get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get some perks, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and spread to new ears on the internet. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. You know, I've got a I wanted to get to the old octogenarian lady stories, but since we'll be talking to one of them tomorrow, we'll hold off on that, and we'll go to an email that's actually kind of related to the last call we got, the guy who was talking about how if you're an atheist, you must be a Nazi, or if you're an atheist, you must be a communist. And it's, of course, nonsense. I mean, as somebody who at one time would have identified as an atheist, it's just absolute garbage. The idea that your belief system, your religious belief system, is in any way directly connected to your
political
beliefs.
I heard at one point that Hitler was a vegetarian. Does that make vegetarians or Nazis?
Yeah. It's also important to point out that not all communists are atheists. I mean, the Irish Republican Army was fundamentally a Marxist military movement, and many of its members were very religiously Catholic, so that doesn't – it's not necessarily true that all communists are atheists.
Would it be appropriate to say correlation is not causation?
Oh, yeah. I really don't think that your religious views necessarily have anything to do with your political views. Certainly, the way you think about how we should treat people, that factors in. I mean, your ethical standard of how you should interact with people. I mean – certainly the idea that you shouldn't initiate force against others is something that I think a lot of people would agree with, but that's the real test that I apply. Yeah. I mean, whether you believe in a God or not, that's one of the more important tests, is how you actually interact with people.
JC writes in here, and he says, guys, I have heard some off and on discussion about the religious doctrine of Jews and Christians and analysis of biblical factoids and apocryphal writings. I know that it's Free Talk Live and that people will call up and talk about what they want to, which is fine. However, I would like to strongly suggest that excessive dwelling on religious opinion and commenting on doctrines which you may not agree with may sabotage the Free State Project. Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter for the FSP. I understand,
yep.
And I'm... I understand, and I'm fine with where you guys are in terms of what you believe in. You're no threat to my personal beliefs, not that you'd want to be. But if I was a religious person who was very new to pro-liberty thought, and I heard much of what you guys said in a couple of your last three or four shows, this was written a little while back, I probably wouldn't be offended, but I wouldn't seek to call myself one of you. Now, I am a free stater because I understand that in a voluntarist or micro-minarchist society, people with different belief systems are no threat to each other as long as they agree not to use the coercive force of government on each other. People of the same race, religion, or culture may still choose to live in covenant communities where they can discriminate against other groups and live according to their own voluntarily accepted rules. Nevertheless, these same people who are just getting to know and understand liberty may get turned off by the more important message because of careless remarks. For example, Julia mentioned earlier this month that she had heard that the Mormons have taken over the Boy Scouts and that she would never send her son to a Boy Scout camp because of it. The truth is that approximately one-third of Boy Scout troops happen to be sponsored by the LDS Church. The leadership of the Boy Scouts may reflect a similar ratio. I don't know. When she co-hosts the show, I'll call her out on the carpet about that one in jest, but you get the message. I don't have any problem
with the LDS sponsoring Cub Scouts. I think that that's fine. I think Cub Scouts is a good organization, but... That in and of itself doesn't mean anything. However, I do have lots of bad things to say about the Christian religion.
I think, says JC, that the religious discussions along with conspiracy crackpottery will dilute the message that you want to send. Please do your best to attract all liberty lovers, pot-smoking pantheists, ex-con Unitarians, Holy Roland Christians, corny Mormons alike, says JC. And I appreciate where you're coming from on that, JC. I definitely see how it's important to you, and I understand that you are realizing, or I guess pointing out, that Free Talk Live is the number one recruiter, aside from word of mouth, for the Free State Project. And I can't really apologize for it, however. I understand where he's coming from, but this is a talk radio program, and in the world of talk radio, it helps to be opinionated. You know, it helps to have strong opinions about the topics that you're discussing.
Yep.
And, yeah, that means that some people are going to be offended. It's a reality of the business that we do. Does that mean that there is a chance that some of the people that are listening to the show for the first time might be turned off from the idea of the Free State Project? I suppose there's a chance, but hopefully those people will continue listening for whatever reason. I mean, maybe they've been so outraged that they want to hear what we're going to say next, or maybe they've been intrigued by something that we say.
I listen to talk radio all the time, and I disagree with the vast majority of what the hosts say.
Right, but you keep listening, and the more you listen, the more you hear the messages of both the host and the advertisers.
And I would think that the people that would join the Free State Project would take the time to, you know, if they continue to listen, that they would logically listen and see if whether this, you know, this program makes sense for them and that kind of thing. I doubt very seriously somebody who just first listens to the show is going to run along and sign up, although some have.
Right. I'm not going to candy coat my views on organized religion.
Can't. That's really the thing, is I simply cannot do a 3-hour talk show 6 nights a week and not tell you what I think. I mean, I cannot lie about my positions.
Right. And we could rephrase JC's email here to say that, well, what about all those government bureaucrats that are listening to the show for the first time? They might like, you know, smaller government. They might be open to the ideas of liberty, and they could be Free State Project recruits. What about those government bureaucrats? Here you are trashing on government on your show, and that's going to offend them. They're not going to listen to the message of the Free State Project. It's essentially the same complaint, just with a different group of people that could possibly take offense and then tune out and go somewhere else. However, I'd like to submit, and Mark, you as the advertising guru here on the program, would love your thoughts here, but I'd like to submit that the first time you listen to a radio show, odds are real slim that you're going to run out and patronize the advertisers of that radio show after the first time that you've listened.
Unless it's something that you need.
Right.
If the advertiser comes along with a message that says, you know, and you're looking at a refrigerator, we've got refrigerators for half off. Come on down to Joe's.
Right.
Well, then you'll do it.
The people that are signing up for the Free State Project are likely not first-time listeners to Free Talk Live. I suppose there's a very small chance that there might be somebody out there that's been waiting to hear of something just like the Free State Project, hears it the first time he goes and signs up. It's a possibility, but pretty remote. The people that we talk to that are of a liberty mindset already, that are already there, many of them are still reticent about joining the Free State Project because of various different objections. It's too cold. My family doesn't live there. You know, there's no job. I don't have a job yet. Whatever the objections are. So we have it's not a quick process to get even liberty-minded people to sign up for the Free State Project and move. So to suggest that because we have theological discussions and that we're fairly passionate about our viewpoints in regards to them is scaring us anywhere near a significant portion of people away from the Free State Project, I just don't think really takes reality into account.
I don't know. I mean, I can't say. The only answer I can come back with is, look, I just simply cannot do a show where I'm not being me. I would be ineffective. Ineffective, and you know, yeah. it's not a pro liberty show. Even though I'd say that's its number two thing. The number one thing is it's stuff you want to talk about.
Absolutely the case. 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. So I think that now I know this is kind of cliche, what I'm about to say here, but I would suggest that those who are concerned about providing Christians with a pro liberty message should go and create a Christian pro-liberty talk show and talk about the Free State Project in whatever way that you think is right.
I think that approaching Christianity from the Christian standpoint is extremely powerful.
Approaching liberty from the Christian standpoint?
Is that what I said? Yeah. I'm sorry. I got it wrong. To be able to say, look, I have no kings except Jesus. That's my only king. I do not worship you government people. I will not give you money that is more than the tithe that the church asks for, that they ask for in the Bible. It's wrong. To be able to come from that standpoint is extraordinarily powerful. However, I don't believe it.
And there's a lot of people who have moved in the Free State Project who are deeply religious.
Yes, they are.
I mean, Russell Canning is somebody we talk about all the time on this show. Well, you guys talk about all the time on the show, and we talk about it all the time on our show. And he's very, very religious. And what it boils down to is if you're going to be a pro-liberty mover with the Free State Project, hopefully you're religiously tolerant and you're going to be able to put up with people who have different viewpoints, because I deal with a lot of very deeply religious people.
We hang out with Russell Canning. I mean, and I love Russell Canning. He's a great guy, and he doesn't care what my viewpoint is.
I don't say those kinds of things to him because he doesn't throw it in your face.
Absolutely.
He's not a Pharisee.
Those are not the kind of people we want here in New Hampshire. All right, we'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This November, support the real libertarian. Support George Phillies for president. George wants Uncle Sam out of your wallet, bedroom, and gun locker. This November, send Henry Paulson and those congressional bailout crooks a message. Vote libertarian. In New Hampshire, vote Phillies for president. Donate at choosegeorge.org. That's choosegeorge.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you...